home.
Oh, it's good to be back.
Hello?
Someone's here?
It sounds like George Barkley.
Jason?
George! Hey, what in the world are you doing here? Don't tell me you're getting married.
Thanks for the offer, but I'm only doing the ceremony.
Now, don't say anything, Mr. Barkley. I haven't told him who's getting married.
Yeah, she's trying to drive me crazy. So you came all the way from Pocumberry Falls for the wedding?
Well, actually, I came in for a pastor's conference in Connellsville. Then when everything happened, they asked me to do the honors. Wood insisted that I stay in your guest room.
Oh, who asked you to do the honors?
Mm-mm.
I'd hate to give away any secrets.
It's a conspiracy.
Look, I'm ready to tell you the rest of the story if you'll just sit down long enough to listen.
Good. I haven't heard a lot of this myself.
Well, let's go in the living room.
We'll have to hurry, though. I have a premarital counseling session in an hour.
Aha!
How far have you gotten in the story, Connie?
Margaret Fay proposed to Whit, Jack proposed to Joanne, and Katrina proposed to Eugene.
Well, obviously somebody said yes.
Well, you know that Joanne said yes to Jack.
Yeah, but I'm not buying it. She has to take off for the Philippines, and Jack has to make an offer on the antique shop. It's too complicated. Something's probably gone wrong.
Maybe. But I better back up and tell you about your dad first.
Finally?
They went to the restaurant, and Margaret proposed.
Uh-huh. And then Dad said...
Margaret!
I know this may seem sudden, but I've been thinking about it a lot.
Well, I don't know what to say.
I'd be grateful if you wouldn't say anything right now. Just think about it. At least I'll know you took me seriously.
Oh, you can be sure I'll take it very seriously, Margaret, but
please, please don't say another word. Think it over and let me know.
All right. I will.
Waiter, could we have the check, please?
Okay, so Dad said he'd think about it. But what about Eugene's answer to Katrina?
Yeah.
I was getting to that.
Katrina, are you in earnest?
I am. I wouldn't have asked if I wasn't. Come to think of it, I probably shouldn't have asked at all. It is rather unconventional.
Oh, unconventional indeed, but I won't quibble over procedure.
Meaning, you'll marry me?
Meaning, I'm terribly confused.
You are?
Oh, please don't misunderstand. I'm not confused about my feelings towards you. I love you. I've said so. But we've been on such a proverbial roller coaster in our relationship.
I know.
I want to do the right thing for you, Katrina. But frankly, I'm no longer self-confident that I even know what the right thing is.
Oh.
I think that before saying yes, we should seek advice from those we trust, give the matter fervent thought and prayer, and then answer.
Of course. That's very sensible.
Mm-hmm.
Though it's not the answer I expected.
Oh, nor I.
Eugene, I can confess that I don't need to seek further advice. I know my heart, and I believe this is right for both of us now. But I respect your desire to consider our future, and I'll abide by your decision.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, it seems as if we should kiss or something.
Better not. I'll rip a stitch.
Oh, now, hold it. Take it easy.
Tom?
Well, hi, Whit. What brings you out here this morning?
Well, I need to talk to you about something. Oh, hi there, Leah. You been out riding this morning?
Just a quick jaunt around the property. What's wrong, Whit? You look tired.
Well, I didn't sleep very well.
Oh, why not?
Margaret proposed to me at dinner last night.
Proposed?
Uh-huh.
As in, will you marry me?
Yep.
Well, why on earth would she do a thing like that?
What's wrong? Don't you think I'm a good catch?
Well, that's not what I mean. But did she offer you a ring?
No, I was a little hurt by that. Imagine proposing without a ring.
You're pulling my leg. I mean, I knew she was aggressive. What was she thinking?
Well, she said I'd make a good companion for her.
Does she love you?
She respects me.
Well, that's not bad. Well, what did you say?
I said I'd think it over.
Really? And then what? Are you interested in marrying her?
I don't love her, if that's what you mean. I respect her, but I don't love her.
Well, I reckon you need both for a good marriage.
Well, you sure do. What bothers me more is that we hardly agree on most of the things I consider important. I mean, she's a Christian and I'm a Christian, but of two completely different points of view. But that doesn't bother her.
It bothers you?
Of course it does. If I'm ever going to marry again, it'll be with someone I can share my faith and my views with. That's a priority.
Well, it sounds like you know what you have to say to her with. Why did you want to talk to me?
Well, because you know her. I know she won't accept anything less than a direct answer, but how do you think she'll react when I say no?
Oh, I do not have a clue, Whit.
Huh.
I've only seen her in a business and political context.
Well, okay, so how does she react when she doesn't get what she wants?
I don't know. She always gets what she wants.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy. That must have been really tough for Dad.
It was really awkward. I've never seen him so troubled. He didn't want to hurt Margaret, I know that much. But I think he was genuinely concerned about how she would react.
Okay, Margaret. Yes, thanks. Right, I'll see you tonight.
Tonight's the big night, huh? Whit?
Huh?
You're gonna break the news to Margaret tonight.
Oh, you know about it, huh?
You told me yesterday, remember?
Oh, did I? Yes.
I don't get it, Whit. Why are you so bugged?
I'm not sure. Maybe it's because I genuinely like her. Or maybe it's because I'm a little out of my depth. I haven't had any kind of romantic entanglements since I met my wife. I'm out of practice. I don't know how to act or what to say. I feel like a stranger in a completely strange land.
But that's how everybody feels with dating. Nobody's really confident when it comes to dealing with the opposite sex. You know, we just pretend that we are.
Well, I'm sure for some people it's easy. Like Eugene and Katrina. I doubt they have very many surprises left in their relationship.
What am I going to do about Katrina?
You were saying?
Never mind. What's wrong this time, Eugene?
Katrina asked me to marry her, and I don't know how to answer.
What?
She asked you to marry her?
Uh-huh.
You must be a better nursemaid than I thought.
She asked me last night, and I'm at a complete loss as to what to do.
Oh, I know the feeling. What's the problem?
Well, there's no problem in particular, Mr. Whitaker, except that I no longer have the confidence to know how to proceed. Is this the right thing for us to do? Would I make a good husband? Is there someone out there who may be better for either of us?
Well, knowing you both, I'd say the answer is no. Unless we're surprised by visitors from another planet.
So you think we should get married then?
Yes.
Wait, gotta write this down.
Write what down?
Your vote on my survey.
Your survey?
I want to tally the votes in favor of our getting married against those who advise we don't.
How very democratic.
You're taking votes on your relationship? Well, I hadn't thought of that.
Well, it seemed a sensible way to go. Right now, it is 14 in favor and 3 against.
Wait a minute. You didn't even ask us first?
Well, I saw some people I knew on the street.
This is crazy.
Forgive me, Connie, but you've already voted. Mr. Whitaker?
What?
For or against.
Well, if you love her and you're both single-minded in your faith and your goals...
We are.
Then I'd say yes. But you can't take a survey, Eugene.
Why not?
All right, everybody. Stop what you're doing.
Ah, Mr. Allen, just the person I wanted to see. Hello, Miss Whitston.
Hello, Eugene. Whit, Connie.
Oh, hi.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have an announcement to make.
You bought the antique shop!
No, better than that. Joanne has agreed to marry me.
Oh.
Really?
Without a survey?
What? I'm confused.
Maybe we should go out and come in again.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. There's just been an epidemic of engagements in the past 24 hours. I think we're just stunned. Well, congratulations.
Indeed.
Congratulations. That's great. I'm really happy for you guys.
Connie, I've been told that you can help us make all the arrangements. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. For you and Jack, Dreams by Constance is open for business.
Wonderful.
That's it? Seems a little too easy.
Well, it should have been that easy. After they told us the news, Jack and Joanne went to see Mr. Gumley at the Antique Emporium.
Well, congratulations to you both. I'm sure you'll be very happy together.
Thank you.
Mr. Gumley,
Because we have to get married and take off for the Philippines pretty quick, I'd like to put in an offer on the shop.
I understand. I think the owner is ready to receive one. I'll set up a meeting for, shall we say tonight at 7?
That'll be fine.
I think this calls for a celebratory drink. How's about a nice cup of espresso or cappuccino?
So, what's the problem?
The problem is that your father met with Margaret.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
You'll see.
Quit. I'm speechless. You're telling me no?
Well, it's not right, Margaret. I'm not looking for just a partner. If I ever marry again, I want a soulmate. I'm sure you'll agree that we're not soulmates.
I wish I knew what to say to persuade you otherwise. I think we would be very good together.
Well, in some ways we are. We have mutual respect and interests, but not the kind that would make for a marriage.
I don't agree with you, but I guess I'll have to accept your decision.
I'm sorry.
So am I. It's too bad. I was going to ask you to be my campaign manager.
Well, thank you for the double honor, then.
Suppose you don't have to marry me to be my campaign manager, though.
No, but I'd have to decline.
Oh, another rejection. I don't know how much of this I can take. Ask anyone. I don't take rejection easily. You won't help me become mayor?
No, I can't.
Your duties at wit's end?
Well, that's part of it.
But not all. You're not going to say that you don't want to help me become mayor.
Well, I...
Quit!
Margaret, in all the time we've spent together, I can't think of a single political issue we agreed on.
So? You respect my point of view. You said so yourself.
I respect the integrity of your point of view.
Meaning?
That you're an intelligent woman and you've come by your conclusions honestly, but I don't agree with your conclusions.
So you not only won't marry me nor run my campaign, you're saying you won't even vote for me.
I don't see how I can. You stand for things that are against my beliefs. How could I possibly vote you into office when you'll do things there that I'm against?
Well, Whit, I've enjoyed our time together, but I have to go.
Oh, now, Margaret, don't leave. Let's talk about this a little bit. We're still friends, aren't we?
I'm not sure how we can be friends when I'm obviously so offensive to you.
That's not true, and you know it. Please, please sit down.
I can't. I have a meeting at 7.
Oh, Margaret.
You wouldn't want me to be late. It's with some friends of yours.
Oh, who?
Jack Allen and Joanne Woodston. They're interested in buying my antique shop.
Your antique shop? You're the owner?
Yes. An investment of my husband's before he died. I want to sell it to raise money for my campaign, though I'm not sure that your Mr. Allen is the right person to buy the place.
Well, why wouldn't he be? I've told you all about Jack. You know how much he likes that shop.
Well, if he's your friend, then he's probably against everything I stand for, too. Why should I want to sell my shop to him?
Now, Margaret, don't be like that.
Like what? I'm a businesswoman. I will conduct myself accordingly.
Well, then what are you going to do?
She said no.
No?
Yeah. Once I got over the shock that she was the owner, I started to make my offer, and she cut me off. She said no.
Did she give a reason?
She said that Jack didn't have enough experience with antiques. She didn't want to sell her shop to someone who might mismanage it.
Huh.
It was outrageous. What could she know about Jack's management skills?
Yeah, I didn't know what to say. I tried to assure her that I have enough experience to do well with the shop, but she wouldn't listen.
I'm so sorry, Jack.
This affects everything. I was counting on buying the shop, and then Joanne and I would come back here after our honeymoon, and now it's all changed.
What's changed?
Well, that was my reason to stay in Odyssey. Without it, well, we may as well leave and not come back. Or maybe we shouldn't rush into getting married now at all.
Would that be a yay or a nay, Mr. Walton?
Hold on, Eugene. What are you asking me?
I'm conducting a survey to discern whether or not Katrina and I should get married.
A survey?
Yes, sir.
Are you telling me that you're doing a questionnaire to decide about a... Now, Eugene, you're unbelievable.
Well, I believe that I am entirely based within the realm of plausibility.
But nobody does a survey to decide who they're going to marry.
Oh? Did you not ask the advice of your family and friends before you married your wife?
Well, I asked their advice, yes. I wanted their opinions. I sought their help, but I didn't take a vote. For crying out loud, Eugene, use your head.
Well, my head is not in question here. Actually, it's my heart.
Now, put that clipboard away and listen to me.
Yes?
Now, if you and Katrina want help with your decision, then go and get help. Talk to someone who's qualified to guide you through the decision, but in the end, make it your decision. You want my opinion? There it is.
Thank you.
And I also think you should marry her.
Oh, well, let me just...
Don't write it down.
Oh, no, of course not. I have the totals memorized anyway.
Get help, Eugene. Find a pastor and get help.
That's where I come in.
You?
Yeah, Eugene called me and asked if I would meet with him and Katrina to talk about their future together. And I said I'd be happy to.
When did that happen?
Well, it's going to happen in about 15 minutes.
You mean you're meeting them now?
Sure. Why are you so surprised?
Well, because that means we're caught up to today.
So?
Well, then whose wedding are we going to? Are Jack and Joanne getting married, or are they postponing it because he didn't get the shop? Or did Margaret change her mind?
Well, your dad's having lunch with Margaret right now to find out.
Now?
That's the reason he couldn't pick you up at the airport.
But you keep talking about a wedding. I mean, it sounds like everything's off. How do you know there's even going to be a wedding at all?
Oh, there'll be one.
What makes you so sure?
Well, we couldn't have all these close calls and not have a wedding.
Ah. Connie, your logic is your own.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for meeting with us, Pastor Barkley. It was fortuitous, if not providential, that you would be in Odyssey at this very moment.
We're very grateful for your time.
How's your lip?
Huh?
Your tooth?
Oh, improving, thank you. Though, I have to be candid, Pastor Barkley. I'm not sure why we're meeting with you.
Well, to get counseling about our engagement.
Do we need counseling?
Well, I thought it would be good for us, yes.
Well, how did you think I could help you, Eugene?
Oh, well, it might be useful if you had a little background first.
All right.
29 in favor to 7 against. That was the vote until Bernard Walton confiscated my clipboard.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Eugene, do you really think it matters how many are in favor and how many are against?
Well, I only thought it would be useful information.
Oh, and what's the margin of error? Plus or minus 5 points?
Maybe we should
Katrina,
start with...
Katrina, are you angry with me?
Eugene, why wouldn't I be angry? I put my heart on the line. I asked you to marry me, and you responded by conducting a survey? Why didn't you bring in the Census Bureau?
It's an off year for them in this district.
Eugene!
Katrina, I explained that I was having a crisis of confidence about my ability to make this decision.
Mm-hmm.
We've had so much turmoil in our relationship that I can barely see straight.
Yes, to which I take my share of the blame. We've had a difficult time, I know. We've had our share of misunderstandings.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen so much growth in you and in myself, and I thought the time was right to move forward. But your reaction, I mean, what am I supposed to make of it? How should I respond?
You know, I was
thinking
that...
Well, I asked you to be patient.
And I was, when I thought you were going to talk to Mr. Whitaker or Jack Allen or someone you trusted. But to discuss our relationship with everyone in town...
36 people is hardly everybody in town.
That's not the point.
What is the point?
The point is that I needed help. I wanted to get much-needed input about our decision. That was the point.
Was it?
Is it?
Is what?
What?
The point.
What is?
I don't know. Pastor Barkley?
What?
You're supposed to counsel now.
I am?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. But I lost track of where we are.
We were discussing the point.
What is the point, Eugene?
Precisely, what is the point?
You don't know?
Do you?
Look, if there's no point, then why are we meeting like this? Why are we even talking?
Suddenly, I'm very confused. Pastor Barkley?
Hmm?
Isn't there something you'd like to say now to assist us in this conversation?
No.
No?
No. There's no way to assist you in this conversation. I never heard such a verbal crossfire in my life. To be honest, this conversation needs to be scrapped and started over again.
I thought we were making progress.
Not an ounce. Can we go back to the beginning and deal just with a couple of heart issues?
Yes.
I'd like that.
Katrina.
Yes?
Will you love and cherish Eugene and comfort him and honor and keep him in sickness and in health while forsaking all others for the rest of your life?
Yes, I will.
And Eugene, will you love and cherish Katrina and comfort her and honor and keep her in sickness and in health while forsaking all others for the rest of your life?
I will.
Then I now pronounce you man and wife.
What?
Just kidding. But the answer to those questions tells you a lot about your hearts. If you love each other and are ready to commit to one another for the rest of your lives in all circumstances, then there's no reason not to be engaged. Though I think the idea of being betrothed is better.
Betrothed?
Yeah. With betrothal, you're committed to getting married, but you now use the time before the wedding ceremony to nurture and build your relationship. You get regular counseling and work out some of the kinks, like these moments of miscommunication and misunderstanding you seem to have so readily. What do you think?
I think it's very wise advice.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you sure you don't want to take a vote first?
Oh, yes. But what about you, Katrina? Will you marry me?
Eugene, I thought you would never ask. Yes, I would be delighted to marry you.
Oh, Katrina!
Oh, my stitches.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Well, that was easy.
Well, thank you for meeting me, Margaret.
Oh, I'm sorry I'm so late. I was delayed with a board meeting. You know how they are.
Uh-huh. I ordered you a salad.
Oh, thank you. It's exactly what I wanted.
Well, there's no point in beating around the bush, Margaret. I want to talk to you about your antique shop.
What about it?
You refused Jack.
So? Hasn't he ever been refused before? I have. The other night, in fact.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You're angry with me, and you're taking it out on him.
Now, Whit, honestly.
Honestly, Margaret, you know there are no valid reasons to keep you from selling him the shop, except that I hurt you. I wounded your pride. And I'm deeply sorry.
I told you. I'm a businesswoman, and I
yes,
feel
yes, that...
Yes,
that's right. You're a woman who is in business. A woman who was hurt, and you took it out on the wrong person. Just as I might have done as a man in the same position. And Margaret... We're humans, and sometimes we just lash out when we're in pain. I can't help but believe that that's what you did with Jack when you turned him down.
You turned me down, Whit. Not once, not twice, but on three counts. That hasn't been easy for me to swallow. I don't let many men get away with that.
Yes, I believe you. But I also believe that my respect and admiration for you as a friend is justified because you'll do the right thing. You'll put us aside and deal with Jack on his own merits, right?
Well, I don't have any other takers. I do need the money for my campaign.
It would be a shrewd business move.
Well, I suppose it would be. No point in letting emotions get in the way.
No.
As usual, you have perfectly established the heart of our situation. Are you sure you won't marry me?
Oh, Margaret.
Oh, she looks beautiful, doesn't she?
Beautiful.
Everyone looks beautiful.
Yes, Connie, they're all beautiful.
Your dad. Oh, he looks great in that tuxedo. He's
beautiful.
Yeah. And Katrina in that dress.
She got her stitches out just in time.
I think I'm gonna cry.
Here's my hanky.
Oh. Thank you.
I knew all along, by the way.
Knew what?
Who was gonna get married? You didn't fool me. Not for a minute.
Well, I wasn't trying to fool you. I just wanted to tell you the story, that's all.
Well, I figured it out before Dad told me the news.
Well, good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Can I cry now, or are you going to keep talking?
Have a good cry.
Thank you.
Dearly beloved, we're gathered here in the sight of God and in the presence of these witnesses to join together Jack Wilbur Allen and Joanne Judith Woodston in holy matrimony, which is an honorable estate, instituted of God, and signifying to us the mystical union which exists between Christ and his church.
Even in the midst of all the chaos, the last three episodes have been talking a lot about discerning God's will when it comes to who we marry. With Eugene and Katrina, we've seen them explore God's will in the midst of their difficulties, and there may be more problems to come as they move forward.
Whit made it clear that while he liked Margaret, marrying her was outside of God's will because they weren't of one mind spiritually. He said he wanted a wife he could share his entire life with, not just a few hobbies or interests. And with Jack and Joanne, we saw two people who not only love each other, but share the same goals, something we all hope to experience with whoever we marry. We can learn a lot from these three relationships because at some point in our lives, we may be involved in relationships just like them. Yeah, I know you probably have a long time before that happens, but it's important to think about it now. The choices we make with our friends, who we date, and ultimately who we marry will have an impact on our entire lives. Now is the time to learn how to rely on God, to hear His voice, and to obey Him as we make all of our choices. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family, For Whom the Wedding Bells Toll was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Mark Drury. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.